Good morning. Clear to partly cloudy skies and calm winds overnight allow temperatures to drop back into the middle and upper 20s across the hills and mountains to the 30s and lower 40s across most valley locations. So that's where we're beginning the day, and many places even starting off with a frost this morning. A fair amount of sunshine this morning will allow temperatures to rebound nicely back through the 30s and 40s by lunchtime. At the same time, a slow-moving disturbance through western and central Pennsylvania is throwing more clouds into the southern part of New York and New England, and in these areas, skies will be mostly cloudy with a risk of a few showers through the afternoon. We may even get a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies up to about I-90 through the second half of the day. The northern part of New York and New England will stay dry all day long with a mix of sun and clouds. Either way, high temperatures across the region will range from the middle to upper 50s for daytime highs. That disturbance will slide by tonight with partly cloudy skies back into the upper 30s to around 40. Another weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and past our region on Thursday. Skies will be partly sunny, and again, just the risk of a shower with this disturbance as highs reach into the lower 60s. A more potent system will arrive through the Ohio Valley and to our south on Friday. Skies will be partly sunny, and there's a good chance of some rain, especially in the southern half of New York and New England by Friday late afternoon and into the evening. Highs will be back into the mid-50s. Late Friday night, cold enough air will arrive from the northwest and enhance this system along the coast, which will create steady, cold rain in the valleys late Friday night and early Saturday morning, while the hills and mountains could even see a round of wet snow that may add up to a few inches by Saturday mid-morning. High temperatures behind the system on Saturday will only be in the 40s on average under mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow showers in the mountains, and a gusty northwest wind. We'll dry things out for Sunday, and on Mother's Day we'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds, still a bit breezy and chilly in the lower to mid-50s before a few more showers arrive on Monday with highs in the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, above average temperatures will continue from Southern California into the desert southwest and Great Basin. Highs across these areas are expected to be 10 to 15 degrees above average for several days to come. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for parts of this area. In contrast, much below average temperatures will persist across the northeastern quarter of the country from the upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic. Across these locations, high temperatures are expected to be 10 to 20 degrees below average. Portions of the upper Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and mid-Atlantic may even see record cool high temperatures today. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees on a west wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 30, 76% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.92 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Cahuilla Ranger Station in California to a low of 7 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers moving in the mid-50s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 49, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 31 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 23 hundredths below normal. And 11.08 inches for the year, which is 63 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930. And the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m. 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, the chance of a shower today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a shower in the lower 60s. Partly sunny, rain likely south of I-90 Friday afternoon in the mid-50s. Rain and wet snow in the mountains overnight Friday night and Saturday morning. Leftover snow showers across the region in the afternoon on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, windy, and cold only in the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Sunday, lower to mid-50s. Chance of afternoon showers on Monday, mid-50s. And scattered showers on Tuesday, highs staying in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.